Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. All right, it's time to pick our blogs of the week. Do you write a blog? Seems like everybody does. If you blog and you want us to read what you're saying on your blog, maybe you don't, but if you do, and consider it for Issues Etc. blog of the week, all you got to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org. Is it support? Yes, click support, and you'll find down there at the very bottom of the support page the Issues Etc. widget that you can place on your blog. Now, when you have it there, let us know. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a link to your blog, and then we'll start reading it and considering it every week for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Sometimes we pick these things because they're profound. My pick this week is because it's funny and true at the same time. What's your pick, Jeff?
My pick is a blog called Southern Lutheran Cantor. He takes a quote from Luther from the Small Called Articles. The quote reads, "Therefore, we must constantly maintain this point. God does not want to deal with us in any other way than through the spoken word and the sacraments. Whatever is praised as from the Spirit without the word and sacraments is the devil himself." Luther certainly has a way of cutting right to the heart of the matter. This believing that the Spirit comes without the word is called enthusiasm in the Lutheran confessions. I would suggest that a blatant modern-day example of this is Pentecostalism, with its somewhat tamer cousin, Evangelicalism. And so you say, well, fine, there are still enthusiasts today. So what? They are not anywhere near the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I say, nay, nay. Enthusiasm has been brought into our churches through worship that focuses primarily on emotions, utilizing shallow lyrics and repeated mantras to create a worship experience. It is taught in these churches that the Holy Spirit comes when the people are in the right emotional state. There is no need for the Word of God. This seems to fit perfectly what Luther was saying. This Holy Spirit is a wordless spirit and often points the person inside himself, not to Christ. Jesus said that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, would testify of him and lead the disciples in the way of all truth. We have that truth in the Holy Scriptures. The true Holy Spirit sounds nothing like the spirits of enthusiasm. Now, I'm not questioning the motives of our current church leadership. I do believe that they want to spread the gospel around the world. However, I do believe they are misguided and their actions betray a lack of trust that the Spirit will act through the Word and only through the Word. You cannot have the Spirit without the Word, and you cannot have the Word without the Spirit. May God grant us wisdom and grace to trust His mighty Word to build His church. Indeed, the church is the bride of Christ, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. My pick for blog of the week, Southern Lutheran Cantor. The blog post is titled, The Wordy Spirit.
I like that, wordy spirit. That's very good. Very good, indeed. Jeff always picks the best blogs. I have one today that's a satire from the blog called The Black Eagle Tavern. I really, really like this blog. I think, yeah, it's The Black Eagle Tavern. A very recent post. It's actually a video post. I don't know if the author of The Black Eagle Tavern made this video or not, but whoever did is brilliant. It's called Explaining the ELCA for Fans of Institutional Speak. It not only applies to the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, just go there. We'll post the link at our website tonight and watch it for yourself. You'll have a laugh and maybe shed a tear too because it's so true. It not only applies to the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, but to my own church body, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, how if you ask a simple question like in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, why are we ordaining homosexuals? They will bury you in institutional speak, synodical speak, and church speak until you are completely and utterly confused. I contend that anyone who can understand what a church bureaucrat is saying deserves to be a church bureaucrat because I don't understand half of what they're saying. I can't understand their emails, their memos, and worse yet, the stuff that they write based upon hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on consultants who are even worse at institution speak than the church bureaucrats.
But they use terms like word and sacrament,
yep,
law and gospel,
all the buzzwords,
means of grace.
Yeah, all the jargon and all the buzzwords tossed in to make it sound like it must mean something. It's just incomprehensible to me. Let's just use plain and simple language, the language of Scripture. No more buzzwords, no more jargon. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll talk with Colleen Carroll Campbell about the Democratic Party and abortion.
Call Applebee's in 15 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.